ஓம் நம பிரணவாத்தாய சுத்தஜானைக்கமூர்த்தயே நிர்மலாய பிரசாந்தாய தட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே நம. நிரஞ்சனம் நித்யம் அனந்த ரூபம் பக்தானுகம்பா சுத விக்ரஹம் வை ஈஷாவதாரம் பரமேஷமீட்யம் தம் ராமகிருஷ்ணம் சிரசா நமாமி. யதாக்னேர்தாஹிகா சக்தி ராமகிருஷ்ணே ஸ்திதாகியா சர்வவித்யாஸ்வரூபாந்தாம் சாரதாம் ப்ரணமாம்யஹம். ப்ரபன்ன பாரிஜாதாய ஸ்தோத்ரவேத்ரைகபாணயே ஞானமுத்ராய கிருஷ்ணாய கீதாம்ருததுகே நமஹ. சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். சாதுர்வர்ண்யம் மயா சிருஷ்டம் குணகர்ம விபாகஷ தஸ்ய கர்த்தாரமபி மாம் வித்ய கர்த்தாரமௌவ்யயம். பகவான் வாண்டட் டு ரீஇன்ஸ்டேட் தட் இன்ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் பீயிங் ஆக்டிவ் வித் ஆல் டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் ரெஸ்பான்சிபிலிட்டி, இஃப் எ பர்சன் ஹேஸ் the paramarthika drishti, which is in the form of knowledge that I am the all pervasive entity, I am the conscious entity, with that paramarthika drishti he can perform all types of actions allowing his physical body mind complex to transact with the external world. Gunaha guneshu vartante, this body mind complex transacts with the external world. With that drishti he can perform all types of duties, he will not be affected by them. Here Bhagavan says, hey Arjuna, see me as an example. I am the creator of the entire creation. I have created the chaturvarna, also classified the entire humanity into four types of classifications. But still, I am not responsible for the classification. Tasya kartaram api mam vidya kartaram avyayam. Because I have a paramarthika drishti that I am nityaha, shuddaha, buddhaha, achalaha, sarvagataha. If you know this wisdom, if you have this wisdom, you also can be a free person, not with the absence of action, but in spite of action, we can be a free person. Then we may ask, so much of problems are there in the world, so are you responsible for all problems? Bhagavan says, no, I am not responsible for all problems. I am an unfailing law. Like fire burns, a person puts his finger into the fire. Then the person asks, did you burn me? Fire says yes. Then the person is all angry mood. He asks, why you burnt me? He says, I did not burn you. How can he say, I burnt you in the first statement? How can he say again, I did not burn you? How can he say? Then fire says, burning is my nature. It's an unfailing nature. From your standpoint, I appear to burn you, but from my standpoint, I did not burn you. Because I did not approach you and burnt you, you came and put your finger into the fire. Therefore, in whatever way people approach me, I accordingly relate with them. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. If you misuse this unfailing law, then you will be in trouble. Therefore, I am not responsible for your troubles. Aham karma phala dhata, I create this creation according to the karma phala. You want to have that type of life, therefore I have made you to bond in that type of environment. If a jiva wants to eat human being body, so the jiva cannot be made to bond as a human being. So it should be made as a lion or tiger. Then only you can have human body as your food. So according to your desire, according to your actions, there is a result. To provide that result, I am available here. Therefore, in one angle, I am the Srishtikarta. In another angle, you are the Srishtikarta. Your desires are the Srishtikarta. therefore Arjuna have this paramarthika drishti, that in spite of active in the world, in the life, still he can be without any problems born out of actions. So Bhagavan continues the same idea in the next shloka also.
Namam karmani limpanti name karma phale spruha iti mam yobhijanati karma bhrnata vadyate.
In the last shloka Bhagavan told akartaram avyayam mam iti vidhi. You know me that I am the akarta, I am the non-doer, I am the immutable entity, avyaya vastu, you know me. Then the question comes, why should I know you? What is the benefit? By knowing your swarupa, what is the benefit? Here Bhagavan says, the benefit is grand. If you know my swarupa, if you know my Ishvara tattva, then the benefit is very grand benefit. You will not be bounded in the samsara. You will be a mukta purushaha. Here Bhagavan says, karmani maam na limpanti. Karmas, actions don't affect me. They don't create any anxiety or tension in me. Karmas belong to anatma. They don't affect me, the atma. Because asangatva. I am the asangavastu. Whatever you do in the space, suppose somebody gives a charity, space will not be rewarded. Somebody cheats, space will not be punished. I am the adhishthana vastu. I don't have any connection with any transaction, in fact. But at the same time, I appear to be always active. Ahankara bhava asangatva cha karmani maam limpanti. Na karma phale me spruha. Nor I have any concern or craving for particular result. Because I don't have kartrutva bhava. I am already purnaha. I have everything already. So what is the benefit of having particular type of result? Therefore I don't have any desire for result also. Iti yaha maam abhijanati. One who knows me in this manner, saha karma bihi na padyate. He will not be bounded by karma phala. He will not be a samsari. He also will be a mukta purushaha. He will be a jivan muktaha. While living, in spite of performing various activities, he will be a free person. Because in life, the bondage is in the form of kartrutva buddhi. I am the doer, idea is the cause for all bondage. So I am the doer, therefore I am doing this particular activity. So I only should enjoy the result. I should enjoy this result in this particular manner only. It should come in this way only. If it comes in another way, I will be in trouble. Like that kartrutva bhava is there at every moment. That is the reason. A person once crosses that kartrutva bhava, that I am doing, I am the doer, that bhava is crossed, naturally he will be a free person in spite of actions. Now the question comes, how can it possible, if I know you, how can I become free? If I know Tata is having 1000 crores of money, you say, if you know Tata, you will become Tata. How can it be possible? If I know chemical, you will become chemical. Is it possible? If you study about sugar, you will become sugar. Is it possible? So how can I know, what is the connection between knowing Ishvara and my mukti? What is the connection between knowing Ishvara and my freedom? The answer is, the crucial word is that, yaha maam abhijanati. Abhijanati means what? Knowing me in reality. In reality, Ishvara is what? In reality, Ishvara is satyam jnanam anantam brahma. He is a satya vastu, ananta vastu, jnana vastu. By keeping maya shakti, he appears to be doing all types of actions. In reality, he, the chaitanyam, is a non-doer, a akarta, therefore is abhokta. Ishvara, Ishvaratvam is mithya. It is not real. In our practical day-to-day example, if a person is lying down in the bed, and he creates a world. Dream world he creates. Dream world he creates. In that dream world, he is traveling to Delhi also, along with his suitcase. He is traveling and he was walking into the railway station and he is trying to get inside the train. Then he is searching for his seat. All types of actions are there. Who is doing those actions? Who is doing? You cannot say that the person who is lying down is walking and doing all these actions. Nor you can say person who is inside the dream who was walking, he was doing the action. A mere appearance. Therefore, one who know me in reality, you will know yourself also in reality. In reality, you and me both are same. One and the same. It is like a ocean says to the wave, "A wave, know me, then you will be free from danger." Because the small wave is afraid of big wave and it shouts, "Oh, please save me, please save me." Then all the friendly waves, small waves, what happened, why you are crying? See there, big wave is coming, it is going to dash on us and it is going to destroy us. Then immediately all the small waves, children waves, they started crying, "Oh Lord," like that they, "Oh Lord" means what? We have to see above. Seeing above, seeing the sky, they started praying, "Oh Lord, please save me." Then a little elderly wave said, "Hey, our Lord is not in the sky, our Lord is nothing but ocean, he is the Lord. So you tell, hey Lord, he is nearby." Then one old wave comes and says, "Don't worry. Ocean has sent me as a messenger to you to tell the truth. Know the ocean, you will be free from danger." Know the ocean means what? Ocean is nothing but water. And wave is nothing but water. Suppose you know the ocean is nothing but water, you will know automatically that you, the wave, is nothing but water. Water cannot destroy water. Your form will be destroyed, but you will not be destroyed. That's the idea. Here Ishara says, whoever knows me as Akarta and Abhokta, that person will come to know that he is also Akarta Abhokta. Yaha maam abhijanati, maam atmatvena abhijanati. It's a beautiful commentary, Shankaracharya comments. Atmatvena abhijanati. There is no other way of knowing Bhagavan. There is no other way of knowing the Bhagavan, that he must be in the form of your own inner self. That means Ishvara's reality and my reality should be same. Then only, if Ishvara is different from me, then knowing him cannot benefit me. By knowing a rich man, I don't become rich man. By studying medicine, I don't become medicine. Because they are different from me. That rich man is different from me, the knower. The medicine which I am trying to know is different from me. But if I am Akarta, Akartra Atma, and Ishvara is also Akartra Atma already, then only Bhagavan can say, by knowing me, you will come to know yourself. So Atmatvena Ishwaram Yaha Janati Saha Muktaha. Other than this one particular knowledge, there is no possibility of freedom. Many people, sadhakas, get visions. After getting vision, what happens? Bhagavan aagaya, chale gaya. Aagaya, chale gaya. He might have given some boons also, but that doesn't make you as a free person. That's why Upanishad says, "Yo anyam devatam upaste anyasau anyohamasmiti nasa veda yatha pashurevagam sa devana." Says, one who knows the Bhagavan as different from himself, aham anyaha asau, he is different, I am different. In that way, anybody who knows, saha na veda, he doesn't know the reality, he is equal to animal. Because animals, naturally, all animals have the idea that I am different from another animal, I am different from another species. Naturally, it has. Similarly, human being also has this idea that I am different from the Lord. He will be equal to that animal only. Therefore, there is only one way of knowing, that is Atmatvena Abhijana. That is why in our Vedantic tradition, gaining visions and other things are not considered as the last stage. Not that it is rejected. The possibility of having visions are there, but that is not the last stage. The knower and the known. The knower. I am the knower. I am going to know the Lord. Both must be the same. Only then jnanam can give moksha phalam. I should be the thing which I know already. I should be the thing which I want to know. Then only jnanam gives phalam. Here Bhagavan wants to say that, hey Arjuna, you are not different from me in reality. In reality, you are not different from me. That is why when you know me, you know yourself also. You are also Nitya Muktaha as I am Nitya Muktaha. You are no more a victim of your actions. You don't need any savior to save. Grand statement of Vedanta. All theological religions, they say, na, somebody has to come and save you. Here Bhagavan says, you don't need any savior to save you. You choose to know yourself or you choose to know me. Any point you can take, in both ways, you will gain the solution. And that solution happened to be what? You are already Nitya Muktaha. This world and the transaction with this world cannot bind you in reality. Therefore, don't try to get sannyasa. The problem of Arjuna is what? He is ready. With all bag and baggage, he is ready to take sannyasa. Therefore, Bhagavan says, don't try to escape from your transactions, your responsibilities, due to the fear of papa karma and papa phalam. Because Arjuna's fear is what? While fighting, I have to kill my own guru, my own kith and kin. If I do that, is it not adharma? Is it not papa karma? Will I not bound by that papa karma? Therefore, here Bhagavan says, don't try to escape from your duty. Have this knowledge, and it should be your duty. That doesn't mean anybody can go and kill a kshatriya, for a policeman, for an army person, protecting the society from the intruders, it is his duty. You are a kshatriya, you are a raja, then the society is suffering because of adharma, so you have to release the society from the standpoint of your swadharma. It is your duty, therefore perform those duties while having this knowledge that you are always Nitya Muktaha, you are free from karma, karma phalam, not in the absence of action, but in spite of action. Bhagavan continues.
Evam jnatva kritam karma purvairabhi mamukshubihi kuru karmaiva tasmatvam purvaih purvataram kritam.
When Bhagavan told that you are Nitya Muktaha, that you are Nitya Mukta Atma, you are not a creature, you are not an ordinary creature, you are the Nitya Mukta Atma, you are no more a victim of the world, you don't need any savior to save you, need not depend upon the world for your happiness. In reality, this entire world depends upon you for its sustenance. You are no more a sadhaka. Moksha is no more a goal to be attained in future by a process. When like this Bhagavan told, there is a possibility. Enappa katha biduttare, rail biduttare. He is telling simply, as though I am great, he is telling you are Nitya Muktaha, you are not a slave at all, you are not dependent upon the world at all, I know my condition. So that type of diffident idea may come in the Arjuna's mind. He may develop that diffidence. He may think that this teaching is too impractical. This teaching is too much to be swallowed by an ordinary people like him. Because all the time what we hear, Ishvara is so great. He is the creator. I am the creature. And he is Sarva Shaktiman. I am a helpless fellow. And he is the savior. I should be saved. I should be saved either by my relatives or by my, if relatives doesn't work, friends, then people, then finally I have to come to temple, say, Bhagavan, please protect me. So all these ideas are there, childhood onwards. So a normal man, a normal mind cannot swallow this status that you are Bhagavan. That's what Bhagavan wants to say. You are no more a Jeevaha, you are Ishwaraha in reality. Not with 5 feet 6 inches and 70 kilo weight, you are Ishwara. it's 5 feet 6 inches and 70 kilo weight, you are Jiva only, you will have stomach trouble, you will have headache, you will have nagging wife or husband, troublesome children, those things will continue. But when you know that in reality you are the Ishvara, then all these nagging problems will not trouble you. Say for example, there is an actor, he signs a contract of a cinema. What is that cinema? Beggar number one. Beggar number one. So he signs the contract. Suppose if he knows, if he thinks that by signing this contract, by going to play the role called beggar role, I will become beggar, suppose. Because you are going to become beggar for cinema's sake, so he has to dress himself as the beggar, he has to go and beg. So by that action, by that action, I will become beggar. Suppose if he thinks, will he sign the contract? He will not sign the contract. He knows, the doctor knows, by signing the contract to become a beggar, I will become 1 crore rupee richer. Correct? 1 crore rupee, I will get more rich. So he happily signs. And because of this knowledge, there is a gap between the person and his role. The person, actor as a person, he is somebody, a rich man, and he is going to play the role called beggar. So what he does after signing the contract, he goes to beggar's colony. One colony he goes, two colonies he goes, and he studies how people are begging. And he studies the nuances of the begging. So he picks up those words, like that he picks up those words, and those way of actions also he picks up, and finally he acts in that way. And while acting, what? The scene is what? He is begging, so somebody comes and beats also, so he has to cry. So he cries profusely. After crying profusely in front of the camera, he comes back to green room and he stands in front of the mirror and says, "Sabash." Just 5 minutes before, this fellow was crying, and now he says, "Sabash." So those actions of the beggar doesn't affect the person. A is not B, but B is A. Actor is not a beggar, but actor knows beggar is me. Beggar's legs are my legs. Beggar's hands are my hands. Beggar's body is my body. But still, I am not beggar. That is called cognitive space. Space with regard to knowledge. I have a space between me and my role. Bhagavan says, "Hey Arjuna, all these transactions are your role. In reality, you are the substratum of all transactions. Have this knowledge. Know this fact that you are different from the beggar. All transactions are because of you." When you have this knowledge, you can appreciate your acting capacity. You can happily act also, you can accommodate also. Because when you are acting, everybody is acting only, na? When you know, I am acting, all the people who are in the cinema, drama, all are acting. So even if somebody misses his script, you can accommodate. Why I am not able to accommodate with the family member? Because for me, it's not a drama, it is a reality. You imagine the real beggar, how much suffering you will have. Same action, real beggar goes through. Real beggar also goes through the same form of situation, how much suffering for him. This actor also goes through the same situation, there is no suffering for the actor. And actor knows, as I am giving out my dialogue, everybody is giving out their dialogue. So if somebody misses their dialogue, dialogue means what? Script. Script means our duty. If anybody is still less in performing their duties, I can accommodate them. I will not demand that you should tell this script only, this type of behavior only you should have. I can accommodate my child, I can accommodate my spouse. Because when I know, if I am Brahman, you are also Brahman only. Na? If I am Bhagavan, the knowledge will be always, I am Bhagavan, therefore everybody is Bhagavan. Correct? If you know that I am Bhagavan and all are devils, then that is not knowledge. If I am Bhagavan, everybody is Bhagavan. So when everybody is Bhagavan, with whom I will have hatred, with whom I will have strong attachment. Therefore, every individual should have this space in the form of knowledge or understanding that I am different from transaction. Body, mind transacts with the world, with the people, with the situation. I, the conscious entity, is the witness of all transactions. In reality, I don't transact with anyone. With that cognitive space, if a person becomes wise, Bhagavan says he will be free. When Bhagavan says like this, you also will be free, we don't believe. We don't believe. Because all the time we have opinion, we have heard from our elders, from our teachers, from our parents called us, hey, donkey. Correct? Teachers called us, hey, idiot. But Bhagavan, our Shastra calls us, hey, Amrutasya Putra, hey, child of immortality, you are my child. If father says, hey, donkey, father will be what? What? Child is donkey, father will be what? Correct? So when Shastra says, hey, Amrutasya Putra, Shastra means not Bhagavan's words. When Bhagavan says, hey, Amrutasya Putra, being Bhagavan, being Amrutavasu, he says, he calls us every individual in humanity, you are my child. But generally, it doesn't enter into our ears at all. Because all the time we are preoccupied with the previous addresses. You are so and so, son of so and so, daughter of so and so, husband of so and so, wife of so and so. Like that, only physical identity is very strong with us. Therefore, every individual thinks, is it possible for us to become free? These Vedantic teachings appear to be a mind-boggling one or impractical one. Therefore, Bhagavan says, hey Arjuna, this is not an impractical one. It's not a very rare to achieve. I will quote lot of case studies. In a court, they will quote lot of case studies. These things happen. So here Bhagavan says, so many people in your own clan, in your own parampara kula, have attained this knowledge. Lived as Mukta Purushas, not in the forest, but sitting on the throne, they lived as Mukta Purushas. Bhagavan says, evam yatva, knowing in this manner. In what manner? Puro Ukta Prakarena. Earlier he told us, Atma Drishtiya, I am the non-doer, Akarta, Abhokta, Purnaha. Anatma Drishtiya, this body-mind complex is subject to various types of actions and results, karma and karma phalam. At the body level, you can never become free. At the Atma level, you are ever free. That is the knowledge. At the level of physical identity, no one is free. Up to the death, he has to at least breathe, na? He has to at least eat. If he doesn't eat, people give saline. I see you need, they will give food. Giving food means what? Digestion. It's an action. So at the body level, no one can be free at any time. At the Atma level, you are already free. If you, the Atma, need not do karma sannyasa, you, the body, cannot do karma sannyasa. Because Arjuna wants to take sannyasa. Sannyasa means what? Avoidance of all types of responsibilities. So here Bhagavan says, even if you go to that way of life, you cannot avoid performing certain responsibilities. What do you mean by sannyasa? Here in this shloka, Bhagavan demolishes the idea of sannyasa. You tell what is the meaning of sannyasa. What is the meaning of sannyasa? Generally, meaning of sannyasa is what? He doesn't have any family, he doesn't have any responsibilities, he doesn't have any work, job in the papa work. So no work, some begging food is going on, something he knows simply blabbering, and people give food out of superstition, so he lives as a vagabond. That's the general idea of sannyasa. Here Bhagavan says, at the physical level, you can never be free from actions. Therefore, sannyasa is not possible. At the Atma level, you need not renounce anything, because nothing affects that Atma. Then where is the question of sannyasa? He says, understanding this reality, that at physical level you are ever bound, in reality you are never bound, that knowledge is called real sannyasa. Understanding that you, the Atma, are ever free. You, the body, is ever in bondage. The problem is I is equal to body. In my understanding, I is equal to body. When body grows, what I say? I have become senior citizen. Are senior citizen? Body has become senior citizen. 60-year-old is for what? For the body. He celebrates his birthday. Body is born. He celebrates that it is his birthday. Body is black color. He says, I am black. Body has some deformity. He says, I am handicapped. Body has lot of problems. Therefore, he says, I have lot of problems. So, I connect myself with the body. Bhagavan says, this disconnecting yourself from the body is called actual sannyasa. This atma anatma viveka jnanam alone is real sannyasa. This jnanena eva real sannyasa is possible. Not by escaping from your duties, not by shutting yourself in the caves. Jnani alone is the real sannyasi. He is called Vidvat Sannyas. Then what about these sannyasis who are roaming? All are jnanis or what? Then Bhagavan says that sannyasa is called Vividisha Sannyasa. Vividisha Sannyasa means to gain that knowledge they have renounced. When we say they have renounced the world, they have changed the type of actions, that's all. They also live in a place, but their place will be called ashrama. Your place will be called house. Correct? They also eat, their food is called prasada. You also eat, your food is called what? Food. Correct? So name differs. They also do certain type of puja, japa and other things. You also do certain type of actions. So no one can avoid the actions completely. No one can avoid the actions completely. If you are having your own responsibility towards your family members, towards your children and spouse, every sannyasi has responsibility towards the ashrama where he is living. If he is not living in ashrama, at least he has the responsibility towards the shastra parampara to which he belongs to. He has to study the scriptures. Those are all actions only. He has to do Omkara Japa. He has to study the Bhashya, commentaries. He has to teach the other people. So all these are all responsibilities only. In sannyasa way of life also, you have to perform certain duties. As long as you are ignorant, you cannot hope to become free. The freedom is always in the form of knowledge. Once you gain that knowledge, then you will find that you are ever free. Not that after gaining the knowledge you become free. Gaining knowledge is what? You are ever free. Then Arjuna may ask, why can't I take that sannyasa, Vividisha sannyasa? Bhagavan already has answered this in the third chapter itself. First answer was, you are not fit for that. Arjuna, you are not fit for that. You are Rajoguna Pradhani, Kshatriya blood is there, Kshatriya samskara is there, you will get angry very quickly, therefore you are not fit for that. Karmanyeva adhikaraha te, he told. For you, the right is what? To perform your duties. And mere sannyasa, mere change of way of life doesn't guarantee freedom. Sannyasanad eva siddhim na samadhi gacchati, he told. Therefore, niyatam kuru karmatvam. Do your duties which are prescribed to you. Now he says one more reason. Don't try to go for Vividisha Sannyasa also, because your forefathers did not do that. Follow the footsteps of your forefathers. Your forefathers attained Atma Jnanam, keeping themselves in Grihastha Ashrama. Being householders, everyone can gain this knowledge. Only thing is, you have to go through that process. Being householder, everyone can gain the wisdom and everyone can attain the law. Here Bhagavan says, Purvaihi Mumukshubihi Api Karma Kritam. Your forefathers who were spiritual seekers, Mumukshus means what? Moktum Ichchuhu, one who wants to become free, spiritual seeker. So your forefathers, Purvaihi means forefathers, they who were spiritual seekers, they also perform their duties. Purvaihi Janakadivihi. Bhagavan keeps Janaka and other Raja Rishis, they are called, keeps in mind those Raja Rishis to which clan Arjuna belonged. So he said, in your own clan, in your own kula, your forefathers were great wise people. There is a story about Janaka, Janaka Raja. So he was studying in Gurukula, and that time he was Raja also. The Guru was very fond of him. All other disciples were very jealous of this fondness. So they think, he is Kshatriya, we are Brahmana disciples. Why Guru is so much attached to this particular Kshatriya? Then another disciple told, Dakshina he may get more of a Raja, what we can give. Raja means nicely he can give. So he is doing massage, buttering something like that. So this Guru came to know that they are having this type of jealous. So one day, by his yoga shakti, the Guru made the entire ashrama as though burning. Entire ashrama means what? The small, small huts will be there. So all the disciples' huts and their belongings, what belongings will be there for a disciple, 2-3 dress will be there, small kamandala will be there, like that. So as even they heard that the Gurukula is at fire, so they all ran to pick up their belongings. After the 3-4 days again, there was a messenger who brings the message from the town, because in those days Gurukula were always in forest. So that messenger comes, Raja, entire Mithila Nagara is at fire. Whole city is burning, please come and save. So all are sitting, Gurukula Patha is going on, Guru is observing what this Janaka is going to do. 3-4 days when the news came, all the other disciples ran away. Of course, Janaka did not go, because Janaka did not have all this possession. So Janaka was sitting quiet. Now Janaka's property, Mithila Nagara, is at fire. It is burning. When that news came, what Janaka told, you know, Mithilayam Pratiptayam Name Kinchana Vadhyate. Mithila is at fire. Why should I bother? It doesn't belong to me. That type of detachment. Bhagavan keeps those things in mind and he says, Name Kinchana Dakhyate. He says, Mithila is at fire, it is burning. It doesn't burn me. He says, I am Nitya Mukta Atma. I am beyond all these roles. So Bhagavan keeps these things in the mind and he says, Purvaihi Mumukshukbi Habi Karma Kritam. Your forefathers did not run away. They gone through ups and downs of life and persisted in that way of life, and still they gained the knowledge, keeping themselves as householders. Evam Yatva Purvairapi Karma Kritam. As seekers, they perform their duties. Even after becoming Jnani, then also after becoming Jnani, Janaka did not run away. Before becoming Jnani also, as a disciple also, he did not run away. After becoming Jnani also, he did not run away. After gaining this knowledge, still they performed their responsibilities for the welfare of the world. As Mumukshavaha, as the spiritual seekers, your forefathers performed their duties for the sake of purity of mind. Then, after gaining that purity of mind, Mumukshubihi Jnatva Jnani Bhavanti, they became wise men. Then after becoming wise men also, they perform their duties as lokasangraham, for the sake of welfare of the world. Tasma, therefore, he concludes the argument. Tasma, therefore. Therefore means wherefore. Therefore means wherefore. We have to remember, since anatma will never be free from problems, since this body-mind complex will never be free from problems, since Atma is ever free from problems, since your forefathers did not try to escape from duties, since staying in Grihastha Ashrama itself one can attain purity of mind and knowledge, since you are not fit for sannyasa way of life, since external sannyasa does not guarantee moksha, since Atma Jnanam is the only criterion for moksha, since after Jnanam also you can perform the duties of Loka Sangraham, therefore, so many reasons. Therefore means what? Reasons. So many reasons. Physical standpoint, it can never be free. At the physical standpoint, you are unfit for sannyasa life. So there is no need to escape from the duties. Staying where you are, you can still devote your time and mind to the Lord and gain the purity of mind and knowledge. And your forefathers did it. Tested new things in guinea pig. Na, I am not using you as a guinea pig. There are so many case studies are there. In your own kula, so many people attain. Therefore, from abhi karma eva guru. Therefore, you also do your duties alone. What type of duties? Yeah, varieties of duties are there. Your duties. What is my duty? Kshatriya duty. Bhagavan says, Purvaihi Purvataram Kritam Karma Iva Swamapi Guru. Those duties which are performed by your forefathers, same duty you also follow. Those duties which are meant for Kshatriya Varna, Kshatriya Dharma, you perform those duties. Bhagavan indirectly says, Yeti Ajnaha Chet, if you consider yourself as an ignorant person, for the sake of purity of mind, do your duty. Or if you boast yourself that you are a wise man, then also you cannot escape. Do your duty for the sake of Loka Sangraham, for the welfare of the world. Hey Arjuna, be confident about the efficacy of this teaching. It's not a new teaching. So many people in your clan have benefited by this teaching. Have the confidence in the teaching. Have the confidence in the reliability of Shastram. Shastram can never tell lies. It can never misguide anyone. Because it is my words. All the Shastram is nothing but my words. Do you mean to say that I am a liar? So have the confidence in yourself, in me, and in the teaching also. In the name of humility, don't belittle yourself. Don't cheat yourself. We all cheat ourselves. That is why Atmahano Janaha. Shastra calls us, we are all suiciders. Shastra calls us as suiciders. Atmahano Janaha. If somebody kills, that is called murder. If we ourselves kill ourselves, what? It is called suicide. Shastra says, every ignorant fellow who is not struggling for knowledge or freedom, he is called a suicide. He said, Atma Anojana. How he suicide himself? He said, these are all meant for small people, some sort of spiritual geniuses. These are all meant for sannyasis. In my family, they might have got, Arjuna may say, in my family, my forefathers might have got, because they are all great people. I am a poor creature. I am ignorant idiot. This Atmajnanam is meant for only for few people, spiritual geniuses. Let me try in the next Janma, otherwise. Anyhow, Bhagavan is permanent, world is impermanent. Therefore, let me go to impermanent first. Bhagavan is permanent, so he will be there. My problem, electricity problem, house problem is impermanent. Therefore, let me finish this, then I will come to Bhagavan. So, these are all unwise arguments which is in the everybody's mind. Therefore, Bhagavan says, have faith in the Shastra. In Gita itself, Bhagavan is going to tell, Hey Arjuna, Matta Parataram Nanyate Kinjirasti Dhananjaya. He says, other than me, nothing is there. In one place, he says, And Srotasam Asmi Jannavihi. I am available in the form of Ganga. I am available in the form of Vatavriksha. Like that he goes on this. In the 10th chapter, he says, I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that. Suppose I ask a person, have you seen Ganga? The person says, yes, I have seen. Then again I ask a question, have you seen God? He says, no, I have not seen. Are you, just now you told, you have seen Ganga. Seeing Ganga is equal to what? Seeing Ganga is equal to? Seeing God, seeing Vatavriksha is equal to seeing God, seeing human being is equal to seeing God. And you say you have not seen God. When you say I have not seen God, what do you mean actually, you know? Whatever Bhagavan told, it is a lie. Bhagavan says, I am Ganga, I am human being, Ahamatma, Gudakeja, Sarvabhutasaya Sthitaha. He says, in every being I am available in the form of every being. I am the Atma, I am the Antaryami, I am the essence of every being. Especially in the human being. So anybody who sees human being should say, I have seen the Lord. Correct? If he doesn't say, I have seen the Lord, if he says that I did not see the Lord, what does it mean? Whatever Bhagavan told is a lie. Then you brand the Bhagavan as a liar and you sit for meditation. Hey Bhagavan, please come in front of me. Then Bhagavan has to break his head. What an idiot fellow. Mother says to a child, hey, so-and-so is your father. Mother says to a child, this person is father. And this fellow says, how can I believe? Mother asks, have you seen this person? Yes. That is your father. When you see that person, you have seen the father. The child says, I have seen that person, but I have not seen the father. I sit in meditation to see the father. So you make the mother's words as a lie, and you brand the mother as a liar, and sit for father darshanam. How illogical it is. Bhagavan in every place he says, I am available. That's why in that shloka, Bhagavan addresses, hey Gutakesha. Gutakesha means two meanings. One is one who is the conqueror of sleep. Another meaning is thick-skinned one. Yesterday time helutenappa, how many times I say, I am available in all forms. And rejecting me in all available forms, you sit in meditation with a cry also, oh Bhagavan, please come, which form I should come, you tell. Which form I am not available, you tell. In which way, this form, particular form in which you want to see me, in which way is better than all the other forms? All forms are temporary, coming and going. I am available in the form of your spouse. I am available in the form of your child. And you reject me in that form and say, I want to see God. So, Bhagavan has to address us, hey, my dear idiotic child. But dear, the love is there with Bhagavan. But we are all idiots. How many times I can say that I am available in all forms? I remember one small incident. A person wrote to Ashrama a question. Generally, through website, we receive a lot of questions from spiritual seekers, youngsters, especially young people. So that fellow wrote a question, have you seen God? Generally, I reply questions. So I replied, yes. Then again he wrote a question, can he show to me? I replied, yes. With prayer appointment you come to our ashrama, I will show to you. So this I reported to our elders, elderly monks. They are very curious what this fellow is going to tell. Because I have told you that I will show you. So they asked, hey, if that fellow comes, what he will do? Then I told, I will take you to the temple and show Sri Ramakrishna's photo. See the Lord. It's not photo. No, it is a photo. Okay, you are not believing that he is Lord. Come, I will take you to another place. I will make him to stand in front of the mirror. See the Lord. You can deny yourself being the Ishwara. You can deny anyone this respect that he is Ishwara. You cannot prove that so-and-so thing is not Ishwara. Please understand, Arjuna. Please understand, I am available in all forms. Because I am the content of every form. Being the content of every form, content alone matters, form doesn't matter. Correct? If you say form matters, I will ask you, take the chain, give the gold. Take the chain, give me the gold. Shastra says, gold alone matters. Whether it is chain or ring, nose ring, earring, anything, the form doesn't matter. The content matters. That's why in our parampara, they will tell one story. There was a Rama Bhakta. His family was in trouble. So, he was worshipping Rama in a form of statue. His great-grandfathers have kept that statue in the puja room. That statue is made up of gold. Because of poverty, he wanted to sell that statue. So, he took that statue. That Rama, Lakshmana, Sita and Hanumanji. All the four statues he took and went to the goldsmith shop. So goldsmith was waving the thing and he was giving rate Rama 7000. லக்ஷ்மண 6000, சீதா 5000, ஹனுமான் ஜி 12000. இது ராமபக்தா. அகாரிங் டு ஹிம் ராமா இஸ் கிரேட்டர் தென் ஹனுமான். அகாரிங் டு ஹிம் ராமா இஸ் கிரேட்டர் தென் ஹனுமான். தென் யூ ஆஸ்க் ஹவு கேன் இட் பி சார், இஃப் யூ கிவ் ஹனுமான் ஜி 12000 யூ ஷுட் கிவ் ஃபார் ராமா 15000 அட்லீஸ்ட் பிகாஸ் ஹி இஸ் கிரேட். தென் த கோல்ஸ்மித் இஸ் டோல்ட், அப்பா யூ ஆர் லுக்கிங் தட் இன் ஒன் ஆங்கிள், ஐ லுக் இட் அனதர் ஆங்கிள். யூ ஹாவ் ராம தரிசனம், ஐ ஹாவ் கோல்ட் தரிசனம். Because it is Hanumanji, there is a gada. That gada is there, na? That gada way it comes. We also have this gold drishti. You ask any mother, take your ring, give me the gold. They will give you a slap. Correct? So we also have this content drishti with regard to certain specific things. Bhagavan says, expand the drishti of content. Apply it in all spheres, then you will find I am the content in all types of form. That is my teaching. Have faith in my teaching, Arjuna. There is no other way than this teaching to make you free. Even if you come to Vaikuntha, I have to teach the same thing. Even if you go to Shivaloka, Bhagavan will teach the same thing, because you will trouble there. If you go to Vaikuntha without this knowledge, you will see all Prahlada, Lakshmi Devi and others are all serving the Lord, seeing them, that there is a possibility of touching the Lord's feet, you also will have desire. So you will ask, please give me a chance, please give me a chance. They will be annoyed by your request, and there will be politics, quarrel. I have to come and solve. Quarrel between you and Lakshmi Devi, quarrel between you and Prahlada may be there. They may not quarrel, but you will quarrel, you will cry. Coming there and crying will not be good for me. Therefore, I have to interfere and solve your problem. Therefore, once you enter Vaikuntha, first thing I will teach you that you are not different from me. If you go to Brahma Loka, four heads are there for Brahmaji. Four Vedas, four directions he will tell. You cannot miss this teaching. Therefore, here itself learn. I cannot help you in no other way. Same Bhagavan, instead of telling Gita, he can simply show his Vishwarupa Darshana and say, I am the God, you fight. You could have told, na? I am the God, I say, you fight. It is my commandment. Correct? You could have told. But that will not make disciple as a free person. Therefore, this knowledge is the only way which can make you free. Because the problem is not at all there. If at all the problem is there, that problem is in the form of non-understanding. The problem is ignorance. Remove that. Hey Arjuna, don't cheat yourself in the name of humility that I am Bhakta. You practice all the devotional practices, but keep this as your vision of all your spiritual practices. I assure you, Arjuna, that anyone who wants to gain this knowledge, they can gain certainly. That is why I have given thinking facility to every human being. It is not available for animals. They cannot think about samsara, they cannot think about solution for samsara. So every human being is given that thinking faculty. Humanity is given shastra also as pramanam, and I have given guru parampara and sadhu sangha also for teaching this wisdom. Therefore, do whatever is necessary. Don't waste your life, nor try to escape from the life. Face your life as it comes, wherever you are staying, keeping this vision as the vision of entire life struggle. Arjuna, you will also be free from the samsara. More details of this we will see in the next class.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranadakleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.